What a night, John. Where does this rank in terms of all your years at this football club?
Fantastic. It still won't beat me first promotion because I was playing and player manager. And, you know, that was really exciting, managing to score a goal as well. Packed house, but this is running in a close second.
In terms of the performance of your players over the whole piece of this season, John, you must be so proud of the football that they have played, because tonight we felt, watching your second half, that Yeovil were really fortunate to have lost 2-0. You could have scored more goals.
Oh, I mean, we were like an unstoppable force tonight, second half. I think if you'd have stuck a championship team in front of us tonight, we'd have beat them. You know, the lads have ran themselves into the ground, have left nothing out there at all. And it's quite, you know, you get quite emotional on nights like this. You know, we lost a young player, world at his feet, Jordan Mosley. We lost a director and a good friend in John Domain this week, who put a lot of work into the club. And but for him, we wouldn't be standing on the shoulders of giants, you know, looking ahead. And, you know, we've got this fella in now, Andy Holt, who's stabilised us, got us standing on our own 2 feet. And it could never be a better time to be at this club. And a lot of hard work's gone in before that to keep it afloat. It's quite emotional for me tonight. It's my dad's birthday today. He would have been 91. He managed to see the first promotion, and I think he'd be ever so proud tonight.
A lot of other family members here tonight.
Yeah, my kids and my sisters. My sister, my brother, my wife. And, you know, it's nice for them. It's brilliant for the fans, you know, because they've stuck through us thick and thin. But when all it's just settled, the people you've got to praise are them players, because they have been an absolute joy to work with all season. We sat them down from day one. You know, everyone thinks this is a miracle. It probably is. But I believed at the start of the season. I set everybody down. I set the non-playing staff down. I said, listen, we've all got to pull together. We can do this. We're good enough to do this. You players are good enough to do this. You've got to act like champions. You've got to act like promotion candidates. You've got to stick your chest out every time you take the pitch. Well, this season, they've done it in spades. They've been absolutely magnificent. And you saw how hard they worked tonight. And, you know, for what we've got, we make the best of what we do. They'll be moaning about being on the plastic by the end of the week again, but we can enjoy our moments in the sun. And then we've got the hard job now, a time to clinch the title, which is going to be difficult.
You often sit where we sit at football matches and think, who's impressed me the most tonight? And I think it was impossible. Oh. There were so many performers tonight. As soon as I thought, well, Mark Hughes has been faultless. Yeah. And then you look at the lad next to him and think, so is he, actually. And there are 11 players out there, and you don't make substitutions. You've given up with those, haven't you, recently?
I don't know why they give us the cards to make them. No, I mean, they were all heroes tonight. And you can only have that if you've got a strong enough bench to put pressure on them. So them lads know that if they don't perform, you want to see the other lads perform in training. They're champing at the bit. But, you know, I'm not really a tinkerer. I believe in sticking to a plan A as long as you can. And them lads have rewarded me time and time and time again.
You said you wanted to do it on your own terms. You didn't want anybody losing tonight, and you losing, and you go up because of that. And as soon as the first one went in, you could just sense, couldn't you? A sense of relief and carnival atmosphere straight away. And within 2 minutes, you got another.
Well, that was the key. You know, we scored the Billy key. But scoring the two so quickly, and then that relaxed us. And then we played some terrific football, you know. I mean, Sean McConville's chip would have been unbelievable, wouldn't it? So, you know, and some other great chances. Caden Jackson was an absolute joy to behold tonight. You know, he ran the channels. He got us out so many times. His passing was fantastic. He was just... you couldn't fault anybody, as you say. So, you know, we'll enjoy the next couple of days, and then we've got a hard job going to Wickham to try.
You did say to us a couple of weeks ago that people think I don't smile enough.
I don't.
You will do tonight, won't you? Or are you feeling that the job's not done?
I'll smile when the season's over. I'll smile looking back, but there's still a lot of hard work to be done. Enjoy your little moments, but always keep focused on what you've got to do going forward. What we've got to do going forward is try and win the next, you know, 4 games that we've got to be involved in. If we can do that, we'll get what I think them boys in there deserve, which is the title.
And you were good enough to come and join us after the Wimbledon game about 2 years ago here, where the emotion must have been the complete opposite as it is tonight. Just how much do you weigh those two up and think, wow, 2 years ago we were feeling like this and now we feel like this?
I mean, it hasn't made up for it. I still hurt like for that for the rest of my life, the Stevenage game and the Wimbledon game. So this hasn't made up for it. But what it has done, that experience 2 years ago has made this experience far more sweeter and far more satisfying. And the thing that's most satisfying, because I said to our boys 4 or 5 months ago, I said, there's nothing better than achieving something that you've worked for rather than being handed it to you. And that's why when results had gone for us a few times this season, you know, things seem to drop into place. I said, you just keep concentrating on yourselves, because it'll taste all the more sweeter when you work hard. And anything in life tastes sweeter when you work hard for it. So that's why I'm really pleased with them.